Do you see how tall I'm sitting right now?
I see it.
And that's because I was just doing this 2-minute stretch routine for when you're sitting at work all day. This is for those of you that if you drive a lot or if you sit at a desk a lot, I was like, what can we do? Because you always hear this. You should stretch. You should get up and walk around if you can. If you can't, if you really, really can't, just get up and stretch a little bit. I looked up some stretches you can do sitting at your desk that you can do just seated. Now, the benefits of this, it's going to reduce stiffness and pain. It'll improve your posture. It will boost your circulation. It'll help prevent fatigue by improving your oxygen flow. You know, you get more oxygen to your brain, to your muscles. It improves your focus and reduces stress because as you sit there and you get worked up about stuff, you start having this muscle tension build up. Start to get a headache from it because it's squeezing all those places right in your neck. So this helps release that. And it will trigger endorphins, which are your body's natural mood booster. So you do all these things for just 20 seconds. 20 seconds and you will have a 2-minute routine. 2 minutes. I know all of us say, I don't have time for any of this. You do have time. You do have 2 minutes. You really do. So shoulder rolls for 20 seconds. That's where you sit tall. You roll your shoulders up, back, and down in slow circles 5 times. Mm. I know. And then your reverse direction, you do it the other way. And that will help relieve that shoulder and upper back tension. You do the next stretch. Now, don't hurt yourself doing this. Don't do more than you can, but you drop your right ear towards your right shoulder. And you take 2 slow breaths. And then after that, I'm going to skip through these kind of quickly. Yeah, I'm not going to give you all 20 seconds right now, but I just want you to know how easy it is. So you got your shoulder rolls. You got your next stretch. You drop your left ear to your left shoulder, and that'll help ease that neck stiffness too. Your seated twist, you hold the right side of your chair, you twist your torso to the right. Okay. Yeah. Sometimes you get a good back pop out of this. Have you ever sat there and twisted and your lower back suddenly pops and you're like, oh yeah.
Yeah, I feel good.
And then you twist to the left and you inhale real good. And then your chest opener, you put your fingers behind your back or you can grab the back of your chair if you can't put your hands behind your back all the way. And you just lift that chest up to the ceiling and you take a deep breath. Oh, goodness gracious. And then don't forget your wrist and your finger stretch. This is one I never do, and I need to. I told you I didn't do any of the physical therapy from when I had a little surgery on my wrist. So you extend one arm, palm up, and you gently pull your fingers back with the other hand. That stretch all through that forearm muscle from when you're typing and you got yourself all hunched over like this. You just stretch that out a little bit. That's going to help prevent wrist pain. That's it. That's 2 minutes. That's under 2 minutes, actually. If you do each of those things for 20 seconds, but it really is going to help you. It's going to help with your energy levels. It's going to help I used to have a friend since we were talking about Southern sayings. Mm-hmm. He used to say, I'm stove up. Anytime his muscles were all tight, they say, I'm stove up. So if you're stove up, that's what you, please do that for yourself today. You're going to feel better for it. It's going to boost your mood. It's going to boost your energy levels. Don't run back to the kitchen for that cup of coffee or go get you another 5-hour energy. It's this kind of stuff that you do really need. That's good for you.